next on the 5 o'clock report.
Richest nation in the world, and we are scratching and scrounging around for baby formula?
How much is Twitter worth?
This primary has become a wild and raucous race.
Seeing the sheer joy that people have when they come.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. We begin this 5 o'clock newscast with the White House overwhelmed, the Biden administration struggling to contain a wave of catastrophes, and the American people are taking notice.
It's going to be a difficult springtime for sure.
A new Monmouth University poll shows 80% of Americans think the country is on the wrong path, from gas prices to baby formula. Most Americans say they've had enough.
I think it's a very dangerous and precarious time right now for the economy. Food prices are up 25%. Gas prices are up 60%. Airline tickets up 35%.
Economist Steve Moore, while American store shelves are running bare of baby formula too, pallets of the stuff are being sent to the southern border for illegal immigrants. Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
These agents themselves have families, and they have family members that can't get this baby formula in the stores in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, the richest nation in the world, and we are scratching and scrounging around for baby formula.
40% of baby formula brands nationwide now out of stock. Katie Pavlich at townhall.com says the Michigan plant that produces most of the formula in the country has been shut down because of a recall.
I think there's a big government scandal brewing here. There's reports that FDA inspections of this Abbott plant shut down inspections during COVID, which of course delayed this inspection process till now.
Officials at that Michigan plant say they could reopen in 2 weeks, but it's going to take at least another 2 months before operations are back to normal. President Biden met with mayors and police chiefs across the country today at the White House. They talked about the crime issue. That meeting comes ahead of the busy summer crime season. Close to 20 major cities in the U.S. reporting record spikes in crime, and Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer says she knows why.
Anti-police rhetoric has diminished morale. It has eroded public trust in our law enforcement. And these factors, I believe, have contributed to a massive crime wave that we are seeing all across this country.
Earlier today, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland placed a wreath at the National Police Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., as this week the nation remembered the men and women in blue who've paid the ultimate sacrifice. A Saki send-off today.
I want to thank all of you in this room. You have challenged me, you have pushed me, you have debated me, and at times we have disagreed. That is democracy in action.
Today, the White House spokeswoman held her final press briefing, saying she does not want to miss the moments. Jen Psaki leaving her post to spend more time with her family.
I think anybody who is married with kids knows that without a remarkable spouse, you would never be able to do it. I know many of you have kids.
Psaki says her husband and her two children are the most important people in her life. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre will now take over the podium at the White House Press Briefing Room next week. Twitter deal on hold. Kelly O'Grady at Fox Business.
Yeah, the drama continues, and on Friday the 13th, so Elon Musk sending shockwaves with the news that the Twitter deal is on hold.
The hold up due to an investigation over the amount of spam on Twitter. The social media platform says those fake accounts make up less than 5% of Twitter's overall users. But Elon Musk says he wants assurances of that before the $44 billion deal goes through. Economist Charles Payne.
How much is Twitter worth if a large degree of the actual accounts are fake? I think it's well over 5%. I think really what's going on here is Elon Musk is probably trying to get a better price.
The world's richest man acquired the company last month and is expected to officially take over at Twitter this fall. Well, instead of being on the court, American basketball star Brittany Griner faced another day in court. On the opening day of the WNBA season, Griner learned she'll remain in Russian custody indefinitely. Griner was seized at an airport in Moscow with vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis. If convicted, she could spend the next 10 years in a Russian prison. Still to come this Friday, tackling crime in Buffalo, going Greek in Harrisburg, and eating good in Syracuse.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here's your Family Life regional weather forecast. Not normally it would be sorry to see the work weekend, but weather-wise we might be. It's been the nicest week of the year today, weather-wise, I think, by most measures. But this weekend ahead, not so much. Not that it's a washout, but a shift in the pattern will allow a little more humidity, a little more cloud cover, and a few scattered showers. In the meantime, should be a lovely evening for most, with an isolated shower in some parts of western Pennsylvania, and then just patchy clouds and moonlight overnight, and a little fog across the I-81 corridor, Binghamton South. Low temperatures, mid-50s to the mid-60s, a very mild night. But tomorrow, variably cloudy, a bit more humid, a few widely scattered showers, high in the 70s to near 80. And Sunday, variably cloudy, humid, some showers with the risk of afternoon evening thunder. High temperatures Sunday in the 70s to near 80 degrees.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Friday, May 13th. One person was killed today after an ultralight aircraft crashed in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. The aircraft is known as a paraglider, and officials say a male victim was killed. State police on the scene in the town of Berlin, Pennsylvania tonight. Legislation to protect sports officials was introduced today at a ball field in West Seneca, New York. State Senator Patrick Gallivan says the measure protects umps and referees from verbal and physical abuse while on the job.
Across the country and here in Western New York, too many officials have become victims of harassment or assault.
Gallivan says the abuse is the reason why New York State and the rest of the country is facing a severe shortage of referees. New York State Assemblyman Bill Conrad.
No official should feel endangered by a fan, player, coach when they're simply doing the job they were entitled to do. We all can face that we have a teacher shortage coming, but we're also facing official shortage.
The legislation would amend New York's penal law governing harassment and assault to include youth, collegiate, and professional sports. 33 other states across the country have adopted similar measures. Well, primary day is next Tuesday in Pennsylvania, and the Republican U.S. Senate race there is the hottest race in the country right now. A virtual three-way tie between television doctor Mehmet Oz, businessman Dave McCormick, and conservative commentator Kathy Barnett. Today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz was in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, campaigning for Dave McCormick.
This primary has become a wild, raucous race. My view is don't screw around. If we lose Pennsylvania, we could lose the country.
Dr. Oz, meantime, has received the endorsement from former President Trump. He says, much like the 45th president, he's an outsider to politics. And that's a good thing.
You know, when you're an outsider, the insider, the establishment, they come after you with everything they've got. And I've been able to stand on my own 2 feet very proudly and live up to the promise of my campaign.
Kathy Barnett, meantime, facing fierce criticism from the other GOP candidates over whether or not she's been properly vetted for the job. Barnett says she welcomes the probe into her past.
I don't have any bunk that's going to fall out of my closet, and they should do their job.
The Republican winner from next Tuesday's Pennsylvania primary likely will challenge Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the general election in November. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State, who oversees elections, is urging patience when it comes to those primary election results next Tuesday. Could be a while before those results are known. Some races may not be decided, in fact, for several days as counties ensure an accurate vote count. Pennsylvania has 8.7 million registered voters, more than 4 million Democrats, and about 3.5 million Republicans. With the summer crime season underway, cops in Buffalo are taking a proactive approach to keeping the Queen City safe. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia.
Criminals should be prepared because we are going to be working hard together. And I just want to say to the community that we are there working on your behalf to protect you and to keep you safe throughout the summer.
Garcia says police agencies will be working together all summer long to get illegal guns and illegal drugs off the streets of Buffalo. The 50th annual Greek Fest now underway near Harrisburg.
We're very proud of the quality that we put on for the Greek Fest, and we're proud of the community that supports us year in and year out.
Organizers say they expect up to 30,000 visitors for this year's Greek Fest, which was scaled back a bit last year because of COVID. George Spanos says inflation has made pulling off this year's festival a little more challenging, but they're ready to go.
Try to keep things friendly for everybody, but just like everything else you see, whether it's gas or food or anything else, we've had to make some changes. But I remind you, everything we make here, we make homemade. What keeps us going is seeing the sheer joy that people have when they come.
Greek food and Greek entertainment all on the menu this weekend at Greek Fest in Wormleysburg, Pennsylvania, near Harrisburg. Well, speaking of food, a culinary competition involving food trucks will take place at the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse tomorrow. The Battle of the Food Trucks kicks off from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. It'll take place in that area known as Chevy Court. A wide variety of foods will be available for you to enjoy, including tacos, lobster rolls, and gyros, depending on how you pronounce it. The kid-friendly event will also feature live entertainment. It's time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
On Wall Street today, the major index is moving sharply higher. Continued comments from Fed members indicate that there will be more 0.5% interest rate hikes, but hopefully no 0.75% hikes coming down the line. Next week, investors hope to get a better picture of consumer spending when earnings from Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are released. Oil today up $4 to $110 a barrel. The Dow rose 465 points, the S&P 500 climbing 93, and the Nasdaq soared nearly 4%, up 434 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Friday edition on Family Life.
Sometimes it pays to get a second opinion.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
A Scottish newspaper recently reported about a church clock that hadn't worked properly in years. It was an old mechanism that controlled the ringing of the bells in a tall bell tower. One contractor said a fix would involve constructing a scaffold around the tower and that the cost could run up to £50,000. That's about $65,000 in U.S. money. But a local cheesemaker and a 15-year-old high school student decided to see what they could do. With a bit of cleaning and one relatively inexpensive can of WD-40 lubricant, they got the clock working and saved the church a great deal of money. The moral of the story? If you're ever quoted a high price for fixing something, get a second opinion. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
And still to come this Friday on Top of the World in Naperville, Illinois.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here's your Family Life regional weather forecast. Not normally, it would be sorry to see the work weekend, but weather-wise we might be. It's been the nicest week of the year today, weather-wise, I think, by most measures. But this weekend ahead, not so much. Not that it's a washout, but a shift in the pattern will allow a little more humidity, a little more cloud cover, and a few scattered showers. In the meantime, should be a lovely evening for most, with an isolated shower in some parts of western Pennsylvania, and then just patchy clouds and moonlight overnight, and a little fog across the I-81 corridor, Binghamton South. Low temperatures, mid-50s to the mid-60s, a very mild night. But tomorrow, variably cloudy, a bit more humid, a few widely scattered showers, high in the 70s to near 80. And sunny, variably cloudy, humid, some showers with the risk of afternoon and evening thunder. High temperatures Sunday in the 70s to near 80 degrees.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally, this Friday, an 18-year-old woman from Naperville, Illinois, has become the youngest person to climb the tallest mountain in the world. Mount Everest. Lucy Westlake, she did it yesterday, posting her accomplishment on Instagram. She arrived at the summit just after daybreak on Thursday. So what's next on Westlake's bucket list? Well, she plans to travel to both the North and the South Poles, as well as climb the highest mountains on each of the seven continents. By the way, she only has two more mountains to go. Oh, by the way, did we mention she's 18 years old? That is the world we live in this Friday. Thanks for coming along. Have yourself a great weekend, won't you? I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.